Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show inside the Labatt Blue Studio. You can find all of our podcasts about Penn State football online, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. And as many of you done, download the app from the App Store, Keystone Sports. You can find all of our content there. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us using the great one-liner from one of my favorite all-time movies, Bob Flounders. It is time. From The Lion King. It's a great line. It's one of my favorite movies of all
time. I'm glad you mentioned it was The Lion King because I'm not sure people would have got that.
No, I had to say it. It is time. We've got a jam-packed full hour of Penn State football game week for you. I'm Andy Shea, joining me in studio. Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Ross Abbas, third member of On Air team, will join us for the final three segments of the show. Bob, first of all, game week, how you doing?
Real good, real good. I'd like to say it's the offseason has flown by, but I think the summer, August, has flown by. I mean, once trying to get from the end of spring practice to August sometimes can be a chore, but August has absolutely flown by. I think there's a lot of interesting storylines, and I think there's a lot to look for in the Appalachian State game on Saturday.
All right, we're going to kick off our show this week with news and notes. Quarter two is Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. They are your questions. We got a lot of them, and his answers. Ask Ross, brought to you by our good friends at 409tailgateclub.com. That powers quarter number three. And in quarter four, yes, we get to have a preview, and we'll make predictions and have a full breakdown. Appalachian State at Penn State, 3:30, Beaver Stadium, Saturday afternoon. Let's get it out of the way real quick. Manny Bowen's gone. That happened earlier in the week. Everyone knows about it. Right. It was almost like he was never really here. You know what I mean? Like he came back, but he was never really back. So, yes.
So what's the name of that? What's the name of that book that the guy from ESPN wrote, The Man Who Never Was, Adam Schefter, the pro football writer? Right. He's getting a lot of praise. He just wrote a book called The Man Who Never Was about his wife's ex-husband who died in 9/11, went into the building. And the story about that, Manny Bowen is really the linebacker who never was at Penn State this whole calendar year. I don't know what the heck was going on there, but when you listen to James Franklin talk about him at Media Day on August 4th and how there was not really a plan for Manny Bowen and they're going to kind of wait and see, we probably should have took him more at his word when he was a little hesitant.
Right.
Because clearly, I think they were waiting to see maybe how serious things were for Manny and how he could handle maybe coming off the bench. For whatever the reason, they're couching it as he wants to get his degree. I'm sure there's more to it, but Penn State's going to play a lot of young linebackers this year, and I think the fan base is excited about that.
Hey, we want to welcome a new sponsor to our team real quick, and thank you for joining us. That would be Shotzi's Jumbo Brats. Whether you're going to Happy Valley for a football game or having a cookout at home, Shotzi's Jumbo Brats belong on your grill. Shotzi's Jumbo Brats and football, it just doesn't get any better than that. You can find them online at shotzisbrats.com. That's S-C-H-A-T-Z-I-S. BRATS.com. And you can visit them this weekend at the Penn State Open House, sponsored by GoPSURV.com. Why are you laughing at me?
Because I just
Bob?
Feel like, just like the other out cue you have for another sponsor, I think you could get into some trouble saying Shotzi's Brats if you're not real careful. All I know is they taste good.
I know they should be on your grill, yes, as we just said, because they were on my grill.
Right.
And they are very good. So let's keep going with news and notes. Quarter number one, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. All right, so James Franklin had his, weekly thing. The one thing that stood out to me, and I wanted to get your opinion on this, I don't think you really needed to read the tea leaves on this one with James, and it has to do with running back Ricky Slade.
Yeah.
I think that was a pretty bold and strong statement that he was blunt. Like, this kid's going to be part of the equation. I know everyone likes the backup running back. I want to see the number one running back. I'm a big Ricky Slade fan. I mean, Miles Sanders fan. Yep. But he definitely made it clear that in the not-so-distant future, he's going to be a factor or at least part of the plan in short order going forward. And I'm not saying this week, but I'm saying it was pretty clear.
Yeah, he doubled down on it Wednesday after practice. And the key I thought from from James was he talked about his physicality and how he was physically ready to play. He said pass protection could always be better. I caught the end of a practice where Micah Parsons ran him over, and he would have killed Sean Clifford had it not been a practice. But I mean, honestly, with Ricky, I think a lot of the times when you're going to use him, he's not probably in the game to pass protect.
Right.
There's going to be times when they're going to ask him to do it. But if you really think about the running back position in the Big Ten, you're going to have to play two.
Right.
And Saquon was almost superhuman at 230 pounds. He wasn't indestructible, but he was close. It took a lot to really hurt that guy. Miles isn't as big, and I think they really like Ricky, and I think he's a little bit of a different runner than Miles is. And I think the combination of what Miles and Ricky do kind of make up for maybe all of what Saquon could do.
Right.
But the fact that he said he's third string now, Mark Allen, he's still got to leapfrog him. But he said by midseason or sooner, he's ready to make a move. I think that's something definitely to look for in Big Ten season specifically.
One other thing before we get to some depth chart, because the depth chart came out earlier this week. Some notable absences, but they're for a reason. But before we get to the depth chart, the right tackle position, Chaz Wright and Will Fries, I would expect you to see both on Saturday. Do you think so as well? That it seems like there's a dogfight for who separated themselves as the number one guy at that position.
Yeah, when the bullets start flying, there's about three games or four games really until Ohio State. After those four games, the guy who's playing the best is going to start. I think it's going to be Will Fries, or Will's going to play if something would happen to Ryan Bates.
Right, at left tackle.
To me, when you talk about the depth chart, I don't want to step on your toes at all. More interesting things was he completely ruled out Blake Gillikin as the place kicker. He's prepared to go with Jake Pinniger, and if not Jake Pinniger, he mentioned Vlad. I can never get that guy's name right.
I'm not going to try it either.
But they sound very confident. Now, we'll see. This is another great opportunity in September to figure out if they're good enough. But I thought Blake was going to get a shot, at least to try a couple field goals. It sounds insignificant, but they're going to go with the freshman.
Here's what stood out to me about the depth chart. First of all, Shane Simmons was not on it because he's hurt. He was in a boot last week. Obviously, he's still. Justin Shorter's not on it. He's dinged up as well. That's why they're not on it. But you look at the defensive end position. Remember how offseason we talked about how they have a lot of talent there? It's a very deep position. We saw eight or nine guys that you thought would have, be in the mix going into this. But now with medical retirements, Shane Simmons being out injured for this game, I don't know if it's thin or wafer thin, but it was definitely a different looking depth chart than you would have expected 6 weeks ago. And do you think that's a problem?
James doesn't think it's a problem. I think they expect Shane Simmons to be back fairly soon, if not against App State, definitely against Pitt. If they're all healthy, they have four really good defensive ends. The guy that it seems to me like is really going to be a handful this year is Ross Tucker's guy.
Etor
Gross Matos. They showed him coming off the practice field earlier this year. He looks like an NFL lineman almost right now.
He is a monster, and I love that guy. But right now, what do they only have three D linemen that we've seen? Three DNs that we've seen play game?
So in a pinch, they're gonna like a lot of the young D tackles. In a pinch, they could always kick Kevin Givens outside. He played end last year. They don't want to do that. But I'm saying, so it's Shaka, it's Etor, and it's Sharif. And I think there's one other guy. Is it
Daniel Joseph.
Daniel Joseph is the other guy. But you're right. If Shane doesn't get back soon, I mean, if Shane isn't back in 2 weeks, I think it's a little bit of concern against Pitt.
Yeah, it's interesting just because they're going to move a D-tackle out when they got D-tackle issues.
Right.
They had, to your point, Andy, they had an embarrassment of riches, we thought.
Right.
That is what college football is about.
Right.
You better have a lot of dudes because you never know when you're going to lose two or three like that.
That would be Ross Tucker, ladies and gentlemen, dropping in on us. And you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Don't forget, in the fourth quarter, we're going to announce the winner for the Kent State game of the pair of tickets. We're going to make the drawing for that, and we'll announce that in quarter number four. So let's. You talked about the kicker, the linebackers. As we thought, walk-on Jan Johnson, Koa Farmer, and Cam Brown. Behind them are Micah Parsons, Ellis Brooks, and Jarvis Miller. And it seems like the guy who's going to spend the gap, James announced, said was between Cam Brown and Jarvis Miller, with Manny Bowen being gone now, that Cam pretty much has solidified himself, and there's a gap there at the number one. But he said the other ones behind him, which would be Micah Parsonellis Brooks, you can expect to see them.
Worth noting that Micah is listed behind Koa Farmer, so he's going to be the second team. According to the depth chart, he's the second team linebacker in space, which probably makes a lot of sense because he runs a 4-5. But the middle linebacker experiment with Micah Parsons, while probably well-intended, I think he can just probably draw a line through that and just look for him to blitz, rush the passer, and maybe eventually do some nice things in coverage.
What about – I thought it was interesting that what Franklin said about Cam Brown being the one that's really separation rather than Koa Farmer, and maybe that is just a product of who's behind them.
Yeah,
meaning Koa has Micah behind them, and Cam Brown has who's behind Jarvis Miller?
Jarvis Miller second team. Yeah.
Behind,
I think you're going to see a lot of and Franklin said this, of Micah Parsons, Ellis Brooks, and Lucada. I think those guys are going to play a lot.
Penn State also put a new position on their roster, which tells you that 4-2-5 is star. Definitely on the table. It's called a star. They put John Reed as number one there. That puts Tariq Castro Fields on
the
field.
That's the guy to watch this year.
Thing. The interesting thing was I saw Lamont Wade was third at the star and second behind Garrett Taylor on the depth chart. Is he going to have trouble finding the field, gents?
I just think you just have to wait for the season to play out. Yeah. I think that the star that has John Reed starting is a coverage lineup. It's a nickel coverage. I think if you're looking to play a star and get a little bit more physical, I think Lamont Wade would probably factor in. I think Ross talked about that last week. Right, but I just think that both players can help the Penn State defense in different ways. They're going to play a lot.
They had 7 defensive tackles on the depth chart. You think that's the rotation?
I was actually surprised that Damian Barber was listed 4th string.
It's a 3-deep chart is what they put out, but they at a couple spots, tight end being one of them, they listed 4 guys, and D tackle was 4 at one, 3 at the other. So that was my question was, okay, these are the 7. Because you're normally going to, James even said it, we're looking for a couple to separate, and we're looking for the 5.
And we'll talk about this later, I don't know that they're going to be able to play as many guys as they think they're going to be able to play. I think App State's better than people realize.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number one. You've heard his voice. Now we're going to hear Tucker's tape. Quarter number two coming right up. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't-do-this-anywhere-but-Pennsylvania summer. Hit the waters with paddles, backflips, cannonballs, and cap things off with a bonfire and Labatt Blue. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light-loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's summer spots. While supplies last, beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority and its recycling partners thank you, football fans, for your increased participation in game day recycling efforts. Remember, recyclables go in the blue bags or in the blue containers. That's plastic bottles, glass bottles, and metal cans. Everything else goes in the clear trash bags. Securely tie the bags and leave them where you parked. And remember, don't leave your grills, chairs, and other bulk items behind. Nittany Nation, let's be Penn State proud and keep our grounds looking great.